The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayabhataka Swami on June 3, 1990 in Atlanta, Georgia. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ancha Lila, Chapter 6, Text 32 through 101.
Das had many times tried to go away from his family and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once he met Lord Chaitanya, who told him about Yukta Vairagya, told him to remain in his house and serve Krishna, using everything in the service of Krishna favorably. So during that time, Raghunath Das, he was doing his devotional service and he was helping his uncle and father in their business of being landlords and tax collectors. It was a feudal system at that time in India. There was emperor, there were kings, there were lords of different sizes. Raghunath Das was the son of one of the most illustrious landlords in Bengal. He would pay taxes, 1,200,000 gold coins. Each gold coin in those days used to weigh 1 tola or 11 grams. So that's annual tax 500 years ago of something like 600 krugerrands or 600 ounces of gold, 600,000 ounces of gold, which is multiply 600,000 by 400 dollars. At today's market, he was paying, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes. So he said that, Tumar jeta nirbuddha ashtalakha khai ami bhagi amare kichu devare juai. The elder brother of your father is less intelligent, he said. He enjoys 800,000 coins. But since I am also a shareholder, he should give some portion of it to me. Actually, his uncle was apparently not giving all the money in tax. They were allowed, the lords were allowed to keep 1/3 and give 2/3, since he was giving 1,200,000. Gold coins, he should have only kept 400,000, but he was keeping 800,000. So this Mohammedan Chaudhary, who was checking on all the tax, all the landlords, what he wanted was his cut. So he arrested Raghunath Das. But then Raghunath Das convinced him, Jaho tumi tumar jetare milaho amare je mate bhalo hoy korun bharo thelutare. Now you go arrange a meeting between me and your uncle, let him do whatever he thinks best. I shall completely depend on his decision. Raghunatha sitove jetare milailo mlecha suhite bossa koilo sabo santo hoylo. Raghunath Das arranged a meeting between his uncle and the Chaudhary. He settled the matter and everything was peaceful. In this way, Raghunath Das passed 1 year exactly like a first-class business manager, but the next year he again decided to leave home. He got up alone one night and left, but his father caught him in a distant place and brought him back. This became almost a daily affair. Raghunath would run away from home and his father would again bring him back. Then Raghunath Das's mother began speaking to his father. Putra batu hoilo ihai rako ho bandiya tar pita kohe tare nirbinna hoya. Our son has become mad, she said. Just keep him by binding him with ropes. His father, being very unhappy, replied to her as follows. Indra sama aishwarja sri apsara sama esa bandite nari lek jarmon dhorir bandane tare rakiba kemote Janmadata Pitanare Prarabdha Kandaite. Raghunath Das, our son, has opulences like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet all this could not tie down his mind. How then could we keep this boy home by binding him with ropes? It is not possible even for one's father to nullify the reactions of one's past activities. Chaitanya Chandra Kripa Hoya Chai Hare Chaitanya Batula Ke Rakite Pare. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fully bestowed his mercy on him who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra. Tabe Raghunatha Kichu Vichari Lamone Nityananda Gosair Pasa Chulilar Dine. Then Raghunath Das considered something in his mind, and the next day he went to Nityananda Gosai. Pani Hati Grame Paila Prabhu Darshan Kirtaniya Sevak Sange Ara Bahujan. In the village of Pani Hati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others. Ganga Tire Brikamule Pindarupare Bosi Achin Jano Koti Sujodaya Kore. Sitting on a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds and thousands of rising suns. Tale upare bahu bhakto ache beshtito dekhi prabhur prabhav Raghunatha bismito. Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. Seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished. Dandavata hoyase parila koto dure seva kohi Raghunatha dandavata kore. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances by falling prostrate in a distant place, and the servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, Raghunath Das, offering your obeisances. Suni Prabhu kohi chora dili darushan ai ai aji tor korimu dandan. Hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "You are a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here, come here. Today I shall punish you." Prabhu bolai teho nikote na kore gaman akashiya tar mate Prabhu dorila choran. The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. And the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. Hidai go primanande hari hari vo. Kotuki Nityananda Sahaje Dayamoy Raghunate Kohe Kichu Hoya Sadoy. Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. Nikote na iso chora bhag dure dure ajila gabhayachi dandi mutumare. You are just like a thief, Nityananda Prabhu said. For instead of coming near you, stay away at a distant place. Now that I have captured you, I shall punish you. So this punishment that Nityananda Prabhu is about to mete out to Raghunath Das forms the basis of this festival. The Panihati, this is called, in Panihati, this is called the Danda Mahotsav. Nityananda Prabhu is giving punishment to Raghunath Das Goswami. So it's Raghunath Das's Danda Mahotsav. Danda meaning punishment. The stick. Prabhupada, you've seen the picture holding the stick to the Gurukul, the danda. So punishment also is called the danda. Well, this is known as the Danda Mahotsav. Nityananda Prabhu is preaching all over Bengal on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Certainly Raghunath Das could have taken association from Nityananda Prabhu directly, but somehow he was always trying to run away and go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu is the original Guru. If someone tries to go directly to the Lord bypassing the Guru, he fails. He is not successful. So somehow Raghunath Das got the idea, let me go to see Nityananda Prabhu. So now Nityananda Prabhu is punishing him for his bypassing the Guru, bypassing Nityananda Prabhu. To get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is very easy if we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So now, of course, Nityananda Prabhu is doing everything in a merciful and humorous way. But all these things have a lot of deep meaning to them. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they recognize that in order to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we need the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Of course, Nityananda Prabhu is all-merciful, so who will not want to go to him to get the mercy? So Raghunath Das has come to the right place. If he wants to get Lord Chaitanya, he has come to Lord Nityananda. So now Lord Nityananda, he is going to give the punishment to Raghunath Das. দরিচিরাবক্কন করা হো মর্গনে শুনে আনন্দিত হইল রঘুনাথ মনে. মেক এ ফেস্টিভাল এন্ড ফিড অফ মাই অ্যাসোসিয়েটস yogurt and chipped rice. Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. Raghunath Das was pleased for this punishment given by the Lord. It was an opportunity to serve the Lord and all of his devotees. Because Raghunath Das had no shortage of capacity, but it required an opportunity to be able to express his service attitude. So here he was given the opportunity to serve Lord Nityananda and all of the devotees. সেই কনে নিজ লোক পাঠাইলা গ্রামে ভক্ষ্য দ্রব্য লোক সব গ্রামে হইতে আনে. রঘুনাথ দাস immediately sent his own man to the village to purchase all kinds of edibles and bring them back. চিরদরি দুগ্ধ সন্দেশ আর চিনি খোলা সব দ্রব আনায়া চৌদিকে দরিলা. রঘুনাথ দাস brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas and other edibles and placed them all around. মহোৎসব নাম শুনে ব্রাহ্মণ সজ্জন আসিতে লাগিল লোক অসংখ্য গণ. As soon as they heard that a festival was going to be held, all kinds of brahmanas and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus there were innumerable people.
আগ্রামান্তর হইতে সামগ্রী আনিল শত দুই চারি হলনা তাহা নাইল.
Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more edibles from other villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots.
Boro boro mitra kundika anailo pacha sate akabipro prabhu lagi chira vijay tate.
He also obtained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots, and in these pots the brahmana began soaking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. This, when they say boro boro mitra kundika in Bengal, because the cultivation previously was more seasonal, due to they didn't have irrigation with mechanical means. So primarily they'd grow rice in the rainy season. So they would save that rice in different containers. Some would save in big like silos, but someone maybe had less rice, or in the house they would save in huge earthen pots, which are either 4 feet, 5 feet, or even 6 feet high, and about either this wide or up to that wide. So you can understand that to prepare the mixture is one of these very big pots. Boro boro is not, you know, just like that. Big enough for a whole man to fit inside. They were mixing up. And the other 200 to 400 were round, maybe this size, something like that, or even bigger, earthen pots. Of course here in America we don't get these type of earthen pots. We get some earthen pots, but they're not exactly made for chira dahi. We had to adapt them.
Akatai takta dukta chira vijaya.
In one place, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the large pots. Then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as chapa cola. Then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor were added. Chapa cola. These are special bananas. Sometimes they're known as a butter banana because they're yellow like butter. Sometimes they're known as chini chapa or sugar banana because they're the sweetest of all the bananas. One, I went to purchase some seedlings of chapa cola from one horticulture research center. And the research scientist was bragging how this is the banana which has the highest vitamin C of any banana in the world. Therefore, when it's not ripe, it tastes a little acidic. But when it's fully ripe, it's also the sweetest, and it's the most in vitamin C. He's giving me a whole lecture on this, how great this was, a unique banana. So in other words, the best ingredients available at that time were procured by Raghunath Das for this picnic feast for Nityananda Prabhu.
Dhuti pori prabhu jodi pindate bosila sata kundi beprotar agete dorila.
After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one and sat on a raised platform, the brahmana brought before him the 7 huge pots.
Chabu tora upore jato prabhu nija gane boro boro loka bosila mandali vachane.
On that platform, all the most important associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord.
Ramdas Sundarananda Dasa Guradhar Murari Kamalakar Sadashiva Purandar.
These are the names of the different associates of Lord Nityananda who are present. They are all famous preachers. Murari was the disciple of Saranga Thakur, who was a corpse floating in the Ganges. When Saranga Thakur took a vow, the first person he met, he would make an initiate, because Lord Chaitanya told him, it's the duty of the preacher to accept disciples. So at least you have to accept one disciple to continue the disciplic succession. So he decided, but he never fulfilled that. So Lord Chaitanya again told him, why you've not taken a disciple? So then he decided that, okay, first person he'll meet, he'll preach and give him the mantra. So he went to the Ganges early in the morning before sunrise, and someone bumped against him. He said, well, this is the first person. So he immediately gave the mantra in his ear. Actually, it was a corpse, a cadaver floating in the water. But his mantra was so powerful, it brought him back to life. Then he gave him the initiate name Murari, and he explained how actually he was a young man who was going for his, to be married that day, went for the traditional Ganges bath, and somehow he drowned on the day of his proposed wedding. He said, you gave me back my life, but since you've given me my life, so I'm now going to stay with you. He didn't go back to that previous existence. So Murari, having already died and come back from death, he was fearless. He'd go out to tigers and tell them, Chant Hare Krishna! The tigers, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna! This is just one of the Gadadhar Das. He was three party established where Lord Chaitanya took sannyas at Katwa. His samadhi is also there. He is connected also with Gadadhar Prabhu. He was very active preacher, Sadashiv. All these are very famous devotees. Other devotees were Dhananjaya Jagadisha Parameshwar Das, Mohesha Gauri Das, Hora Krishna Das, Mahesh Pandit, also Sripad is there, Mir Chakta, Prabhupada went to Sripad, Jagadish Pandit, who went to Jagannath Puri also to see Lord Chaitanya, his Sripad is in Chakta, Gauri Das, whose Sripad is in Ambika Kalna, who is the older brother of Surya Kela, who is the father of the consorts of Lord Nityananda, Janava and Vasudha Devi. Hora Krishna Das was a king who became a pure Vaishnava preacher. He was made a guru. He was given the title Mahanta, and he was also, from him there's a disciplic succession of Vaishnavas. He was the one who arranged the wedding between the Nityananda Prabhu and his consorts. Udharan Dato Adi Jato Nijagan Upare Bosila Sabo Kekori Ganan. Similarly, Udharan Dato Thakur and many other personal associates of the Lord said on the raised platform of Nityananda Prabhu, no one could count them all. Prabhupada explains that you can find the details of all these associates from the Adi Lila, where Prabhupada has explained who they are. Of course, Udharan Dato Thakur was a Vaishya by caste, although he's a liberated Nitya Siddha pure devotee. He was appeared in the Suvarna Vonik Vansa in order to deliver them. Prabhupada also appeared in that same family. And one time, his family leaders of their kul, of their whole dynasty, they invited Srila Prabhupada to go to the temple of Udharan Dutta Thakur as a special guest, as the most illustrious present-day Vaishnava in the succession in their family. Prabhupada never stressed his family connection, but actually, we saw there Udharan Dutta Thakur's temple and all of the dynasty from Udharan Dutta Thakur. They will not allow their daughters or sons to get married before taking initiation. They had to take initiation before they're allowed to get married. It's like they're still maintaining many of the traditions. So they affected Srila Prabhupada very much. Suni Pandit Bhatta Acharya Jato Vipra Aila Mano Kori Prabhu Sabare Upare Bosaila. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, brahmanas and priests went there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him. Duhi duhi mita kundika sabaragi dilo, ek ek dugdu chira ar dadi chira koilo. Everyone was offered two earthen pots. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and the other chipped rice with yogurt. Ar jato loka sabha chotura thalane mandalik bande bosila tarna hoi ganane. All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people were there. Ek ek janare dui dui halla dilo, dadi chida dugda chida dui te bhujbi jayelo. Each and every one of them was supplied two earthen pots, one of chipped rice soaked in yogurt and the other of chipped rice soaked in condensed milk.
কোনো কোনো বিপ্র উপরে স্থান না পাইয়া দুই হলনা চিরা বিজয় গঙ্গা তীরে গিয়া।
Some of the brahmanas, not having gotten a place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganges with their two earthen pots and soaked their chip rice there.
So this way, so many people came. As soon as the word spread, festival, festival, Mahotsav, Raghunath Das is giving a big feast for Nityananda Prabhu and all of his associates. All the people came. Everyone who came, they were offered this Mahaprasadam, Chiradai, or condensed milk, and Chira, chip rice. So many people came, that not only that tree under which Nityananda Prabhu was sitting and the whole area around it, but even the field, and not only the field, but even the side of the river became packed with people. Finally, there is no room, that even people, they began, took their prasad, they went, and they were standing inside the river. Some people were standing up to their waist in the Ganges to take prasad. There's no room, completely packed with people. Hundreds of thousands of people. Actually, even today, in 500 years from that time, Kali Yuga has so much progressed, but even today, 200,000 people come every year to this Panihati festival. There's no advertisement, no banners are needed, no advertisement in the newspaper. Everyone knows, on this day, Nityananda Prabhu had this festival, you go there, there'll be a big kirtan festival. And every devotee comes, and they bring with them, in the mood of Raghunath Das, they bring some ingredients, and they mix and they distribute to some other, offer to Nityananda. They have some Brahmins on the raised platform, the same raised platform is there that Nityananda Prabhu sat. It's a little smaller now, but at least something is still there. The same tree is there. So people go, and then the Brahmins offer to the deity of Nitai Gaur, and then they take their prasadam or they distribute to others. ISKCON also goes every year. We distribute to at least 50,000 of the people, sometimes 100,000, as many, more than you can count. They come and they take the Chiradai. Last year we set up at the house of Raghu Pandit, a little bit distant, maybe about two city blocks from the tree. Because there's no room. You can't, it's completely packed all around the tree. So the organizers requested us to do it a little distant. So the pujaris at the Raghu Pandit temple said, do it here. Otherwise before, the first year we were doing it from our boat. We brought the boat by the side of the Ganges and we mixed everything in the boat. And from there, some year we brought by truck. Some year we set up a pandal at a field, one city block away. So many people come all day, all night. So the time, 500 years ago, so many people also came, maybe even more at that time, because Nityananda Prabhu was personally there. So there were just countless people all come for kirtan and for some mahaprasadam. This is a simple festival. This is simple, but this is a very ecstatic festival because it's a personal ecstasy of Nityananda Prabhu. We've heard that already explained that Nityananda Prabhu is very funny, he's very merciful. So in his ecstasy, his humor, he wants to relive the pastimes as Balaram is a cowherd boy picnicking with Krishna and the Gopals. Many of these devotees that were mentioned here are Dwadas Gopals. Gauri Das Pandit is one of the Dwadas Gopals. Abhiram is one of the Dwadas. There are many Dwadas Gopals, and these are the 12 cowherd boys came from Golok Vrindavan to assist Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Especially they were with Nityananda Prabhu when he was preaching in Bengal. They were there when both were there. They were there when Nityananda Prabhu was there. So here Nityananda Prabhu, he became in that ecstasy. And he was so merciful that he allowed all these people to participate, hundreds of thousands of people to participate and become integrated in his pastime, to take prasadam like cowherd boys with Nityananda Prabhu. When they set up, then of course Raghu Pandit himself came, his house is very nearby, he brought all type of cooked prasadam, rice, dal, sabji, vegetables, cooked in ghee. He said, here I have offered everything to the deity. So you're engaged in a festival here, so the food is lying there untouched. But Nityananda Prabhu said, today I'm going to eat this food here. And I shall eat at your home in the night. Gopa jati ami bahu gopa gana sange ami sukha paye pulani pulina bhojana range. I belong to a community of cowherd boys and therefore I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I am happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the river. So this is Nityananda Prabhu's ecstasy and his mercy is giving to all these people. They're all experiencing this
ecstasy of picnicking with Nityananda Prabhu, like he did 4,500 years before in Vrindavan with all of the cowherd boys.
Raghava Gosai Dui Kundi Dvaila Raghav Devi Chiratate Vijayla.
So then Nityananda Prabhu made Raghav Pandit sit down and gave him also two parts. So while they were making the seeds, they had left one seed for Lord Chaitanya. They put his seed, they put the banana leaf or the pots there. Then when everything was arranged like this, then Nityananda Prabhu, by his meditation, he brought Lord Chaitanya there.
Mahaprabhu aila dekhi nitai uthila, thale laya sava chira dekhite lagila.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up. They then saw how the others were enjoying the chipped rice with yogurt and condensed milk. Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya, they are personally very satisfied to see the devotees accepting the chipped rice prasadam. I'm sure no one would want to not satisfy Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda that everyone today will take chipped rice prasadam after the Lords have accepted. This was their special ecstasy to see everyone taking the Mahaprasadam. They're walking amongst all the people, watching them, enjoying them, enjoying seeing them taking the prasadam. Then Lord Nityananda, he started to take some chipped rice from the pots, and he was putting them, turning that chipped rice into the mouth of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya would take chipped rice from pot, put it in the mouth of Nityananda, so people are watching. This little chipped rice can float up, go into it. The Lord Chaitanya, only a few could see. He was invincible to the mass of people. They're saying, Nityananda, take chipped rice and put it in the air. They don't know what's going on. But anyway, everyone was so ecstatic that no one, they didn't meditate on these things very much. There's completely inconceivable what was going on anyway, so it was over everybody's head. So this way, Nityananda was walking through all the groups of eaters, and all the Vaishnavas were standing there, and then some could see, there's Lord Chaitanya, they're seeing what's going on. And they could feel what's going on, but not see, and others, they couldn't know what's going on, but they're just, Haribol, Haribol, Nai Govindan!
Ki kori avirai ha keho nahi jane, Mahaprabhur darshan pai kono bhagyavane.
No one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing as he walked about. Some, however, who were very fortunate could see that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present.
Tabe hashi nitananda bosila sone chari kundi aroha chira kila dahani dahine.
Then Nityananda Prabhu smiled and sat down on his right side. He kept four pots of chipped rice that had not been made from boiled paddy.
Asandiya Mahaprabhu re taha bosaila dui bhai tabe chira khaite lagila.
Lord Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. Then together the two brothers began eating chipped rice.
Dekhi Nityananda Prabhu anandita hoila, koto koto bhava vesha prakasha korila.
Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with him, Lord Nityananda Prabhu became very happy and exhibited varieties of ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ordered,
Hagya dila hari voli, Koroho Gojan, Hari Hari Gani Uti, Korila Bhuvan.
Lord Nityananda Prabhu ordered all of you eat, chanting the holy name of Hari. Immediately the holy names, Hari Hari, resounded, filling the entire universe.
Nitai Govivarandi, Hari Hari Hari.
They all were chanting Hari Hari, eating and chanting, and they're remembering Krishna and Balaram. All of them were feeling separation from Krishna and Balaram. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, he went on more than one occasion to Panihati with us, and there he showed us one temple, which was a very ancient temple, just by the side of the tree under which Nityananda Prabhu sat. And there it's interesting that there's a Revati Balaram temple. Very rare to find Revati Balaram. Also in Prabhupada's ancestral temple, Radha Govinda, there's also Revati Balaram deities. If any of you have gone to the temple in Calcutta of Prabhupada's deities, you'll see also Revati Balaram is being worshipped. It's very rare to find, however, but this is a special festival, Balaram, because Nityananda is not different than Balaram. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Raha Krishna Yanno Balaram Hai Lunitai. So, in the ecstasy of transcendental pastimes of the cowherd boys, in the pastime of giving the mercy to Raghunath Das in the form of punishment. If you're punished by the Lord, that's also mercy. Shivananda Saina expressed this, that he accepted the punishment of Nityananda Prabhu has caused this mercy. The devotees take the whatever the Lord gives as his mercy. So, given his punishment is mercy. The point is never to be separated from the Lord. That is the real darkness, tamasa. The real ignorance is to be separated from the Lord. If we are connected, whether the Lord is punishing or whether he is blessing, it is all mercy. We simply want an eternal connection with the Lord in his service. Nityananda Mahaprabhu Kripalu Dar Raghunathe Bhagyeto Khoilangikar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are extremely merciful and liberal. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune that they accepted all these dealings. Nityananda Prabhu Kripa Janive Konjan Mahaprabhu Ani Korai Pulina Bhojan. Who can understand the influence and mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? He is so powerful that he induced Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come and eat chip rice in the bank of the Ganges. Sri Ram Dasadi Gopa Prima Vishta Hoyla Ganga Tire Jamuna Pulin Gana Koyla. All the confidential devotees who were cowherd boys headed by Sri Ramadasa were absorbed in ecstatic love. They thought the bank of the Ganges to be the bank of the Jamuna. When Srila Prabhupada came here, and he saw Nitai Gaurachandra, he said, how merciful. It should be nice to hear the excerpt of that tape played in the Prabhupada Smriti Utsav. He said, how merciful Nitai and Gaurachandra are. They're so merciful, out of their causes mercy, they have personally come. Actually, Srila Prabhupada became overwhelmed and the tears started to flow from his eyes as he was taking the darshan of the dying Gaurachandra. Here he chanted the Parama Karuna song for the first time, taught the devotees how to chant. They didn't know how to do the 1-2 beat. We're normally doing ding 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 ding, but this song is boom 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 1-2-1. He had to teach them how to chant, how to play the kartals in the proper tempo, proper beat. So this, then he named this place as this temple as Nupanihati. Nupanihati Dhamma Ki! Actually, here, Nitai and Gaurachandra, they were personally present. They are still present. Prabhupada, in his ecstasy, he could appreciate all these pastimes. So, even according to the Vaishnava tradition, if some great acharya preaches in a place or does some pastimes, that place becomes recognized as a Sripat. Panihati is the dham because there Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, the Lord himself have personally appeared. But even if, say, just a devotee goes, I mean, some great devotee is also called Sripat, it's like a dham, kind of special type of miniature dham. So here Srila Prabhupada came, he had so many pastimes which the devotees like to remember, the glories of Srila Prabhupada, focusing on specifically on pastimes held here in Nupanihati and generally all of his transcendental qualities and pastimes. Because Srila Prabhupada gave the name and initiated the worship of Nitai Gaurachandra here through his visit, so every year we also remember Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the Panihati Dham, on this day, also his personal appearance here and his transcendental qualities. Just as Lord Chaitanya was brought by Nityananda Prabhu, it's also here Prabhupada personally came and he brought Nitai Gaurachandra.
to enjoy taking the chipped rice and yogurt with all of the devotees and Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. We can pray to the Lords that one day we'll be so fortunate to be able to see how they're dancing amongst all the devotees and how they're also accepting the chirandahi, how they're observing the devotees taking their prasadam, how they're happy with the festival. One day we'll be so fortunate to see that. That's our prayer, at least we could hope for that one day. But even though we cannot see it, we can feel how happy the Lord is, because although the festivity is nothing very special, there are many more opulent festivals and Rath Yatras all over the world. But just because Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya become very pleased when the devotees participate in this festival, when they are pleased, naturally the devotees become very pleased. So everybody leaves with some sublime feeling of transcendental contentment, which is inexplicable if you try to analyze why one feels so happy. We know that the secret is the mercy of Nittai and Gaurachandra. Lord Nityananda is very humorous. Lord Chaitanya also, in the presence of Nityananda, he becomes also very jolly. And sometimes they express their humor in different ways. Actually, one day Nityananda Prabhu and one day Mother Sachi, she had a dream. And she woke up and she was really perturbed by that dream. She asked Nimai, what is the meaning of this dream? And Nimai, what dream did you have? And he said, well, last in my dream, I was preparing a meal for the deities. And then I came and I gave the one plate and I came to get the other. I came back and there I saw where baby you and Nityananda as babies were talking to the deity, Krishna and Balaram. And Nityananda was talking and he was telling that this bhoga should not go to you. You are from the Dwapara Yuga. The Lord of this age is Gaurahari. The offering should go to him. He is the predominating deity in the age of Kali. Mother Sachi was watching and she couldn't understand. All of a sudden Nityananda Prabhu as a baby ran up to her and said, feed me, feed me, I'm hungry. Then she woke up. What does this mean? I said, well, your deities are very active. Also, maybe Nityananda Prabhu is hungry, so I'll go invite him for lunch. You can prepare. So she was very happy. Meanwhile, Nityananda Prabhu had run to the Ganges, jumped in, swam to the other side, was getting all the kids to chant Hare Krishna, and then he jumped in, swam back. He was in a very jolly mood that day. Then Nityananda saw on the other side, there was Lord Chaitanya standing, and then he said, come, you have to take lunch with me today. He says, all right. And Lord Chaitanya told him, but listen, no funny business. So what do you mean no funny business? Me funny business? You're the one who's always doing the funny business. I'm not doing it in this way. They're having their discussion amongst each other. Who is doing the funny business? So they went, and Mother Sachi in her ecstasy, she was so happy to be able to give prasadam to Nittai and Gaur, that after offering to the deities, she came and she set up the plates, the leaf plates. In ecstasy, she put three plates down. No one can understand, there's two, but they put three anyway. In other words, she was outside herself. She was so happy to be able to serve, so filled with pure love of pure Krishna prema. So she came and then she brought in the preparations, started to put the preparations on their plates. She went to get more. They started to eat prasadam. Then she came back and she looked, and there instead of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, there was sitting Krishna and Balaram eating prasad. She looked up, oh! She fainted on the ground. Immediately Lord Chaitanya jumped up and said, Mother Sachi, Mother Sachi, what's the matter? And she looked and she saw, there's Lord Chaitanya, there's Nityananda. No! She just started crying and ran in her room and locked the door. I wouldn't speak to anybody the whole day. Lord Chaitanya told me, I told you not to play around. The Lord keeps himself covered He's in different pastime, but sometimes he reveals himself. But since the devotees are covered by yoga maya, they cannot comprehend the significance. It contradicts what their siddha sarup or their eternal rasa is playing at that time, and so it becomes overwhelming for their consciousness. See, all the devotees, they are considering themselves Brahmins and Vaishnavas, and they all love Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya more than their very soul. But Lord, in this way, Lord Nityananda is accepting all of them as his eternal, in his eternal service. Even so many new people, the old people, old devotees, meaning the ones who came down from Golok Vrindavan, they're sitting all around him, but also many new people are integrated in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada explained that when we leave this body, one of the ways we integrate in Krishna's pastime is we go to some universe where Krishna, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are going on, and we enter into those pastimes. And then from there we are transferred to the spiritual world. So this way, so many hundreds of thousands of devotees became completely filled with love of Krishna by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, integrated in different ways in his pastimes. It became such a famous occasion that when Raghunath Das sent his people to buy the things, they came with a big bullock cart. So we have the bullock out here. They were bringing bullock carts of yogurt, of sandesh, of rasgulla. Then the shopkeepers, they'd also come along and they'd also take the prasad and stay there. Everyone was just, you know, so many. Then it became like an ocean of people. Just one after another, they're all coming. Whatever came, Raghunath Das just bought it. Then he gave the people back again, take some prasad. You can't go without prasad. So it was a very funny, very ecstatic situation. Everyone was chanting, Hari, 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 Nitai Gopi Manandri, Hari, Hari, Hari. Not that they're just sitting and eating, they're continually chanting. One is chanting, another is chanting, one is eating, then again, Hari! Then someone chanting, Hari, Hari, Go Hari, Go Hari, like this, they're all chanting. So people are all coming, and it's just like, the whole air is filled with the sound of Hari, Hari. So then after Nityananda Prabhu finished washed his hands, he gave Raghunath Das the four pots with all the remnants. He gave him the remnants, Raghunath Das. Can imagine the causeless mercy? Raghunath Das is getting the personal remnants of Nityananda Prabhu. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, he washed his hands and mouth and gave Raghunath Das the food remaining in the four pots. Then there were three other big pots that Nityananda Prabhu had, so they distributed to all the other devotees, giving a morsel each. Pushpamala de Prani, Prabhu Goli Dila, Chandananiya, Prabhu Sarvangele Pilo. When the Brahmin brought a flower garland and placed the garland on Nityananda Prabhu's neck and smeared sandalwood pulp all over his body. So they asked the Lord Nityananda to take Chiradai and give him Chandan Seva and fresh garland. And Nityananda Prabhu distributed to all the devotees. There was other flower garlands he distributed, had all the other devotees wearing flower garlands, and the sandalwood was given to the other devotees. So after receiving the remnants of prasadam by Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das accepted some of that, and he distributed the rest to the other devotees. Eto kohilo nitanandera bihar, chiradari mahutsav name kati jar. Thus I have described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu in relation to the celebrated festival of chipped rice and yogurt. Then Nityananda Prabhu went and took a little rest. And then more pastimes that evening. So actually, when Srila Prabhupada, he said that this Panihati was most important. In Bengal, the Panihati, he said that he wanted from BBT funds, from his own, he wanted to have a big temple built there, because at that time the government was saying, we'll give us a land right there at the place. So Prabhupada said, okay, we'll build a temple right here. The local people objected that the sitting place, the original sitting place, would be disturbed. Prabhupada said, no, we'll build a temple with a big concrete column. We'll build it on the second floor. And the ground floor remained all as it is. The whole temple will be up. It'll go right up, right on the side of the Ganges. And we'll have regular motor launch service, yacht service from Calcutta to Panihati to Mayapur. Two will be there, always coming and going.
Everyone will stop at Panihati. Special Chiradai Prasad will be there. So Prabhupada, of course then the government changed, the big communist government somehow. Now maybe there's a chance now the communists became favorable with us again after 12 years. Now that the Russians came and swept the road in front of Jagannath and everything, they've melted out a little bit. But initially they were not so favorable. Now they become more helpful. So maybe there's a chance to get that property developed, that temple Prabhupada wanted. But after that, Prabhupada said how important, then he also said you participate in this festival every year. I remember the first year we went there, I explained before that we didn't have any idea how many people actually were there. And you know, sometimes I have the problem of being a little late. So we came with a whole truckload of, with maybe a ton of chipped rice and hundreds of pots of misti dahi, sweet dahi. But we arrived at about 9:30 or 10, which is actually too late. You have to be there early, early in the morning. Already by that time, the place was completely packed. We went down. Somehow it took just to get to the place. You could only, the trucks, they were stopped at least a half a mile away. Be closer than that, it was just solid people. You could took 15 to 20 minutes just to go and come back, took a half hour. With empty hands, just to go there and see the situation. So it seemed almost like how we're going to get a ton or more of chipped rice, of chira, and all the dahi and sugar and everything to that tree site. See, now of course we go the day before, set up candles and everything, but at that time it was the first time, we didn't know. We had a Nitai Gaur deities. So then, we were completely frustrated. How did we really kind of, you know, blew it, so to speak. We came, there's no way of getting all the things there. So we were praying to Nitai Gaur what to do, and all of a sudden, all that was a bright day, right over the whole place a little cloud came and started to rain. So when it rained, all of a sudden all the people, boom, they went off the road, kind of like hit to get, you know, like try to go under the tree or under, and the whole road for the half mile suddenly became empty. So all the devotees picked up, the dai put the deities on our head, and some, you know, cheer, and we all ran down to the, you know, the half mile quick while it was still raining, ran right down, it was like a, right to the tree, where the, and took over, shoved the Brahmins off, they don't want to shove them off anymore. That was, took them by surprise. Put the Nitai Gaur deities there, and we made 108, so that just, then as soon as we got there, the rain stopped. I remember the people, when they saw these deities of Nitai Gaur, no one had brought such nice, beautiful deities. One man was there, he was like a ballad singer. And he all of a sudden singing, Nitai Gaur, Parihati asiche! Nitai Gaur have come to Parihati today, giving us the rain of Krishna Prem! Like that, he started singing a whole thing, like a whole ballad, you know, and people started jumping up and down, Nitai Gaur, Parihati asiche! Asiche means, they've come, they've come! And everyone is, then people are rolling in the mud there, like rolling around, and it's just like, so real, you have the people, they go, they're just going chanting to the point they become all completely mad. So then we got there, we got half the things there, then it stopped raining, all the people back on the road, it's like, then again, somehow, we went back to the truck, so had another half of the things there. Again, that little cloud came, started raining, and we took all the rest of the things. And then it stopped, and we got there. Lord Chaitanya's special mercy. Nityananda wanted it. And then we made the 108 malsas, the clay pots offered to Nitai Gaur. And then, we had no experience, so we didn't know how the people there, they are completely, I mean, spontaneous, you can say. They're just there. They're just into chanting and getting their mercy. So, we were thinking how to distribute this prasadam. Here's like hundreds, maybe thousands, even an area, 50,000 people and beyond, you know, more. Here we have 108 filled with, you know, opulent, nicely decorated things. How to distribute a little bit to each. So the one devotee, I don't even remember whether it was Bhagavan or Amida was there then or someone, I remember one devotee, he took out the pot, he decided I'll go and distribute. And we saw him go in that crowd, and we just saw like this thousand hands kind of go. And that person disappeared. Like a person in the waves of the ocean just disappeared. And it was no longer there. Just like, boom. And then, you know, about 5 minutes later, he crawled out between someone's legs. And came, this is not the way to do it.
Then another devotee climbed up in a tree and was hanging down like feeding birds there, going like... People are very... Now we build big, put big wooden poles and make a queue so people can't pull it over. But people, they're really, everyone is chanting. All the people, they're all chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Or Nitai Gaur. Nitai Gaurango, Nitai Gaurango. So, today is a special day for chanting for Nitai Gaur. Our whole purpose is to give them pleasure. We want that, especially Raghunath Das, their pure devotee, who was, of course, given the mercy. Later today, there's so many, this topic can go on being discussed, the mercy that Raghunath Das got. The later pastimes of the day, there's so many other sannyasis and devotees who are expert at explaining these things. But we're praying to the Srila Prabhupada for his mercy to be able to perform this festival to remember Srila Prabhupada's glories and so we can serve the six Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das, who is especially dear to the Lord. He was the Assistant Secretary of Lord of Sarup Damodar. He was taken later by Lord Chaitanya and given such intimate service. Chaitanya Charitamrita is written from the notes that mainly from the notes that Raghunath Das had recorded. He kept detailed notes of all the things, and that was heard by Krishnadas Kaviraj, who recorded. Especially the festival is for the pleasure of their Lord's Nitai Gaurachandra. We're very happy to see many devotees chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasadam, and they want to accept them all as their associates in the picnic on the side of the river Jamuna. We don't have the river Jamuna here. So one might say, how can you have a Nupani Hati? So the only thing, we have to have a river of nectar flowing from the mouths of all the devotees constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And chanting the glories of the Lord and His devotees. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes?
In the text you were reading, it mentioned that Lord Nityananda was found some unboiled hat. It seems that he was liking that. What is that?
You see, in Bengal, there's two kinds of rice. There's parboiled and unboiled. Some people, because Bengal is a very humid place, the rice doesn't dry so properly. And it's harder to make the rice from regular parboiled paddy. Or let me say, it's easier if you steam the paddy to make the rice. There's less breakage in such a humid place as Bengal. In Orissa, they don't boil the rice, they bury it for 6 months. In other drier places like Rajasthan, they don't boil at all. They're able to crack it. It gets dry enough. If it's not dry enough, then when you try to take the husk off the rice, it cuts. So some of this chira may have been made from rice which was steamed before. But some chira was made from really fine rice which was not at all steamed. It was directly made from unboiled rice. I think that it's referring to that. In other words, for the general distribution, there might have been different qualities of rice, but for Nityananda Prabhu, for the Maha Maha Prasad especially, they only use the parboiled, the unboiled chira. You don't have to cook chira. Chira is already cooked. Actually, chira is made, the way we see it more made, is that the people soak the paddy with the husk on it. Paddy means rice with the husk. They soak it, and then they let it dry out a little bit. Then they cook it in the sand. They have a big pan of sand, special coarse sand which doesn't stick. And they heat the sand up with a fire underneath, and that sand becomes hotter, much hotter than water, like say almost as hot as ghee. But it's sand. Then they'll put the hot, wet paddy, moist paddy into that sand, and it will cook in its own husk.
Then they'll throw their hot paddy with the sand on a sieve. The sand will fall through in the paddy, hot paddy will stay. Then while it's still hot, they'll flatten the paddy. There's various ways of flattening. Now they have a big machine that does it, a big kind of wheel that spins. But I also seen like the ladies do it with a denki. They use a wooden thing or they use even a hand. In the morning, one place I saw one 60-year-old lady completely looked like she was going to the beauty spa or something in perfect health. Every morning she'd make her own cereal. Pow, pow, pounding with this big stick, you know, and kept her in good health. And she just, see, here we have everything pre-packaged, pre-made, then people have to go to the spa or the gymnasium to keep fit. But there it's like you just make your cereal in the morning and you're fit. You don't have to pay $500 a year for a membership or nothing. You know? So, and that's a technique of making chira. But, so there must have been, there's also other ways, there may be other ways of making chira. The point is that when the rice is hot, when you smash it flat, then the husk pulverizes. And the rice flattens out, and then when it cools down, it becomes hard and stays in that shape. So then if you just soak it, after that, it expands and it's edible. So when you make that, it's a picnic, so the people, the farmers, they'll take some chira with them, and they'll work in the field. When they get hungry, they'll just take some, put it in the water, wash it off a little bit, let it wait for 10 minutes, and then it's ready to eat. It's like instant food. You don't have rice, you have to cook, and this is already pre-cooked. So, I don't know, maybe there was a special way of making chira even that I don't know about. Maybe that they're talking that some way of making the chira some even more opulent way. But
there are two kinds of food. One is white and one is brown.
That brown, that's the pre-boiled.
The brown one is the cooked one. And the third one is the sunrise. By sunset.
Here they don't import into America the brown one. They only import the white one. The brown one takes about 20 minutes. You have to soak it for 20 minutes before it gets soft. The white one, as soon as you put in water, it's very quick. It's also difficult for us because when you're making such big quantities, as soon as we put it in the water, it becomes soft. So how to do it without having it break? For big amounts of people, actually the brown one is easier because it doesn't break. It's so easy. So while you're mixing it with all the things, it only becomes soft after 20 minutes. And when I was explaining, I was thinking that red one was the problem, but he confirmed it.
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki
jai,
Nitāya Gaura-chandra ki
jai,
Raghunāth Dāsa Gosvāmī ki
jai,
Panihāti Danna Mahotsav ki
jai,
Nupanihāti ki
jai,
Gopremāṁ ki
jai.